Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Hi there, I'm Linda Swindling. So when we're talking about negotiation, one of the things that I often get asked is, you know, how do you negotiate when you don't know everything? How would you go in and negotiate anything if you're, you know, surprised or you don't know what they're talking about? Well, of course, you know, preparation is going to beat any tactic that you could ever try or that could be used against you. But what do you do when you think you're prepared and you find out you really aren't ready for a situation that they're given or an approach? Maybe the person is even asking you for something or trying to negotiate something that's totally different from what you thought you would be there for, totally different than anything you anticipated. Well, the other question might be, what happens when, you know, all your best laid plans are wrong, or maybe somebody's really opposed to what you're doing? So these examples could be, maybe you come in prepared to discuss one matter and suddenly, all of a sudden, they change the topic on you. Or you're about to meet with a client and instead of saying, yeah, we're ready to do more together, they give you really unpleasant news. And they say, you know, your services or your company is not working well. Maybe someone on your team or members of your family make statements which are totally different than what you discussed. Or your time to make a presentation. Have you ever done this? You're going to make a presentation and then all of a sudden they shorten it dramatically. Your 15 minutes has turned into five. Your 50 has turned into 5 minutes to do your talk, your presentation, your conversation. You know, sometimes too, people will ask you questions that there is no way you could answer. Or I hate this one. You've broken rules you didn't even know were in existence. Have you ever done that? You asked for something or you suggested they do something. Everybody gives you this look like, you know, no, that's against the law. And you find out later it is against the company law or it is against the agricultural commission or department's laws. What do you do then? Well, the very first thing you've got to do is, you know, stay calm and focused and then ask a question. You know, one of the things that I learned in mediation training was stay in the question, live in the question. The more the other side talks, the better your outcome can be. Also, the least likely you are to say something that, you know, is just not appropriate. So ask a question. So let's say somebody throws something new at you and you have no clue on how to respond. You can ask a question like one of these. If you were in my position, what would you be asking now? Or, I'm not sure how to respond to that statement. What would you say? What would you expect me to say? It's another way of doing it. Or, wow, this information's new to me. What do you want me to know? I've even gone, wow. So where do we go from here? It's nothing about, just a wow. What do we do now? Where do we go from here? The important thing is just ask a question. Get the other person to talk because a lot of times they're going to say something. They're just using a word differently than you use it. Maybe they're using the wrong word. Maybe they think you're in charge of something you're not. I've had that happen. Or they think I'm someone I'm not. They've gotten their people mixed up, their situations. We are all so busy that the very first thing to do is slow down. Ask them a question and see if you can get some more information before you ever even try to respond. And if you still don't get the information, say, can you tell me more? What else do you think I should know? Now, here's the big one. When they give you their truth, their answer, you can question it, but do it respectfully. Just ask clarifying questions. Now, okay, I just heard that you said that. How do you support that? Or what facts support that? I heard that equipment's going to be 10,000 more than I thought it was going to be. Can you show me how you got to that figure? How'd you arrive at that? You're not being tacky. You're not being rude. Do not engage. All you're doing is being curious. because you can't believe everything you're told. Because you usually tell the truth does not mean that everybody else does. And maybe you heard it wrong. So not everything you hear is going to be accurate. So if you're told something that, you know, smells funny, it's illogical, or you don't even think it follows what you've been told before, ask them. Say, how'd you get to it? Can you show me a document that says that? Can you show me your rate sheet? Can you show me how that's different than what we talked about? You can only determine the other side's motivation and true interest by asking questions. You got to ask. My husband once bought a car. We went to the dealership to buy a car. He showed him what he had found. He showed him exactly what, you know, the criteria was for the car and the how it was loaded. And then they pulled up the wrong car. And he said, wait a second, this doesn't have a couple of things we agreed on. We were going to drive off that lot with the wrong car. Why? Because either they were trying to do something funny, or maybe, you know, they just got confused. You've got to be paying attention. You got to ask. The other thing that is interesting is when somebody shows you the shock or surprise. Have you ever done that? They're like, what? You know, what are you talking about? You're so surprised by what they're saying. And maybe it was a situation you were going down one path and now they want to go not down that path. They want to go down, you know, a freeway or a dirt road or whatever your analogy is. You thought you were going down one way and all of a sudden they change course on you. It could even be like a family member whose retirement plan all of a sudden doesn't include leaving you the family business. That family business, that farm or manufacturing or whatever it is that you've poured your heart into, all of a sudden is going to be sold or split with people who haven't been there or not even taking your needs or your wants into consideration. You know, it really could be just about any business or personal relationship or situation that you thought was going well. And then you find out, they are not as positive about this. We are not sharing the same beliefs or sharing the same ideas or plan. Well, when in doubt, you can always, always ask a question and stay curious. Again, don't invest your emotions or time until you understand what in the world is happening. The ask strategy is what I use to really help me handle requests, especially those most difficult or surprising ones. So ask is pretty simple. It's an acronym. It stands for, you know, what are you aware of? What do you need to seek clarity on? And what do you know is your next best step or your next best request? So when in doubt, go to that question, go ask a question, and ask is, what am I aware of? You know, I'm trying to get more insight or understanding. I'm not sure if I'm missing the context or we're in the wrong discussion. You can also use ask when you're stressed. And instead of allowing your emotions to sabotage you, take a breath and use that as a signal to pay attention and focus on what you need to do. So again, on ask, on being aware, be aware of what's happening. You know, what can you determine? What kind of words are they using? How's their demeanor? What are they doing with their body posture? What's their voice tone like? And if you're stressed, pay attention to your own breathing. Attempt to slow it down. You can count. You can look at your surroundings. For instance, pay attention to, you know, the fabric of a chair if you're sitting on it, or the color of the walls or the flooring. Look for things around you. Why? Because it's an interruption. It's an interruption to get you present so you can listen to what they're saying. S means seek clarification. Like, you've got to get some evidence, some facts, some idea to prove that your assumption is correct. I know someone who yells and they just yell, and it's partly because they're hard of hearing. Not mad at anyone. They're just yelling because that's how they speak. So before I react, I had to kind of go, wait a second, it sounds like they're saying that on a really calm thing. So I asked them a question and they answered it loudly. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is how they respond. So when possible, you want to clarify your position. You want to clarify what people are saying to you by asking what and how questions. If you really get stressed, Ask questions and repeat the exact words you hear, and do it without emotion. And then say, did I understand you correctly, or did I phrase that right? I had someone say, you are the worst boss. And I said, the worst boss? I'm the worst boss? They said, well, I guess not the worst boss. But I used their words and let them hear it. And then they turned it to an explanation that we could deal with. And, you know, definitions and understanding of words are different. So get further clarity. Ask them for examples. Can you tell me an example of that behavior? When you say that word, can you describe what you mean? Can you describe what you mean when you say whatever word it is and see what they're saying? Another idea is to, you know, maintain eye contact when you can. But if you can take notes, not on your phone, on a piece of paper, or if it's on your phone, hold it up so that they can see you taking notes. And somebody will say, well, why are you taking notes? You say, well, your comments are important to me. I want to get them down correctly before I respond. See, by taking notes and putting on another object, a piece of paper, a whiteboard, an iPad, a phone, it helps you stay objective. And all of a sudden, comments are being captured. And it's not nearly the attack on you as it's the attack on the behavior that you've written down. Another one is know, that K. Know your next best step or your next best request. So with the information you have, with the situation, how that person's acting towards you, know what you should do next. You don't have to have all the details filled in. Just know what's next. And if you don't know what you should do, then ask more questions to make sure you're clear. Don't answer until you know. Don't take your next step until you know what they're talking about. And look, if you're stressed when they're doing that, you might want to ask a question to maybe clear up a misunderstanding. And you should probably ask to determine what options are available to you with the news you've just been given. You might say, okay, based on what you just said, what should I be asking now? What do you think? What would be a good next best step? It also may be in your best interest to request a break. You might at that time say, you know, let's just take a break. And then, you know, whether that's the day, whether that's a week, whether that's 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. Sometimes your next best request is to get away from what's going on, breathe, consider it, and come back. You know, you can ask for what you want. You need to ask outrageously, deal courageously, and really, even if you don't know, you will be fine. I'm Linda Swindling. Go negotiate.
Our thanks to negotiation speaker, author, and expert Linda Swindling for today's message. Linda helps leaders enhance business relationships, improve sales opportunities, and communicate more effectively to have the courage and confidence to get what you really want. For more, visit her website, lindaswindling.com. And thank you for listening to the weekly PDP podcast. Until next time, have a great week.